Hello and welcome to the debate. I'm Kavi Tafoi. The 10th annual Israeli Apartheid Week has kicked off, an international event that raises awareness about Israel's apartheid policies towards the Palestinians and to build support for the growing boycott, divestment, and sanctions, or the BDS campaign. In this edition of the debate, we'll discuss why this event has gained popularity around the world and why perhaps at no other juncture in time today Israel has become more isolated than ever before. Does the threat of economic boycotts affect Israel's continued occupation of Palestinian territories? What should be done to end the Israeli occupation of Palestinian land? Those questions and more coming up in this edition of the debate.
Activists worldwide mark Israeli Apartheid Week, IAW, celebrating their 10 years of constant activities and raising international awareness with the aim of highlighting the many problems of Palestinians and their daily suffering. Activists say the situation is worsening for Palestinians in the West Bank and East Jerusalem al-Quds due to the Israeli separation wall, alarming rate of demolition of Palestinian houses, and the escalation of building illegal Israeli settlements.
This week we will hold activities around the world that portray how Israel is an apartheid state. We want to show the reality of Israel and that Israel is creating apartheid in the villages and cities of Palestine.
IAW spokesperson Zayed Al-Shuabi said that this year they will turn their focus on boycotting Israeli products.
The Israeli Apartheid Week began in 2005 and is now hosted by over 200 cities worldwide. So today we can consider this event one of the biggest in Palestine, which addresses the Palestinian issue and boycotting Israel.
The aim, according to the organizers, is to create an environment of equality for Arab-Palestinian citizens in Israel, to end the occupation and confiscation of Arab lands, including the Golan Heights, the occupied West Bank, East Jerusalem al-Quds, and the Gaza Strip. They are further calling upon Tel Aviv to adhere to Resolution 194 in allowing Palestinian refugees the right to return to their homeland and to dismantle what they name the apartheid wall. Israeli Apartheid Week is hosting coordinated activities nationally and internationally in order to educate people as to the worsening situation for Palestinians under the Israeli occupation. However, on the 10th year, organizers say that advocacy and awareness needs to be stepped up due to the worsening situation for Palestinians living under Israeli apartheid. Nell Burton for Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.
You tune into the debate. Let me introduce our guests for this edition. Political commentator Randy Short joins us from Washington. We have President of the Middle East Research Center, Richard Hellman, who also joins us from Washington. Gentlemen, welcome. Richard Hellman, let me start with you. The aim of IAW, International Apartheid Week, is to educate people about the nature of Israel as an apartheid system and to build boycott, divestment, and sanctions BDS campaign as part of the growing BDS movement. Has IAW educated you about these topics?
No, because I lived in Israel for 7 years and I know better. I know there is no apartheid in Israel, and the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement is illegal, unethical, immoral, and ineffectual. I lived in Israel as a Christian, Bible-believing Christian, not even a resident. And I had all the rights, and everybody I knew had all the rights, more civil rights and more human rights than anywhere else in the Middle East, Christians, Muslims, and Jews, along with visitors and pilgrims and tourists. Many more human rights in Israel than any place else in the Middle East, and also a much more secure situation as compared to all the neighboring countries, which are sadly in turmoil, chaos, and civil war.
Randy Short, do you agree with our guests?
Absolutely not. And not that I've been to Israel, but to say that there's freedom for 1.7 million people who are being starved to death in Gaza, for the people who are on the West Bank, who are occupied and suffering apartheid, as well as, I didn't interrupt you. In particular, this is a white man who's talking about being in Asia on land that belongs to Arabs and how things are wonderful, when yet so-called Israeli Arabs are not voting, they don't feel that the country is fair to them. So there's a fantasy world, and in particular when we talk about this whole Christian fraud that's perpetrated in this country, where they talk about this Judeo-Christian relationship without talking about the fact that the Talmud is the influence, it's a dominant authoritative text in Judaism that says that Jesus Christ is in hell cooking an excrement and that Mary's a whore. I'm wondering what kind of Christians believe that the
irrelevant.
Son of God is in
this
hell or that his mother's a whore. It's very relevant.
It has
everything
absurd.
To do with it. And you said you were
you
Christian,
come,
and so I
Israel.
Spoke to it. You step on a white supremacist lie that's
you don't
been
know,
used
you don't
in
know
South
you're,
Africa.
You don't know what you're
well,
talking about.
You know what? I don't need to go.
You
My
don't know
family
what you're
was
talking
owned
about.
As slaves by Jews in this country, and I'm as much a Jew as the people that you hung with down in Israel. I do know what I'm talking about, and I know
you,
my own
you,
genealogy.
Are you,
you might not
are you
know
African,
it, but I do.
Are you African American?
Are you African American means many Brother things. Short? The same way Anglo-American means many things. Yes, I am, but that does not exclude what my heritage is.
Wonderful.
And of course, you may. What does black mean?
You should come
Are
to
you
Israel.
White? What does white mean? If I go to Israel, my
it
friend,
it doesn't matter. If you come to Israel,
I know people who've been
come,
to Israel.
If you come to Israel,
so, what
if you
about
come
the
to Israel,
tens
if you come to Israel,
of
though,
people who've
Israel
been protesting
will treat you,
against
Israel
the
will
racism
treat you wonderfully.
In Israel? You
come to Israel.
Israel will treat me well,
come
but
see
what
Israel.
About the Palestinians, the original people who on the land there?
What
Wait
about
a minute.
The,
I'll go to Israel,
they
but
were not the original
can
people.
I go to
you
the
don't
West
know any
Bank?
History.
Can I go to Gaza? I know plenty
yes.
of history, and I have more education than you do.
Yes.
You don't know me. And by the way, Dr. Short has
That's not
several
about
graduate
education.
Degrees.
You have
Maybe
to go,
you do,
you
too.
Have to go on,
it is about
you
education.
Have to go visit
you just
on
said
the ground.
I didn't know
it's
history,
not about education.
And I'm a
Come
historian.
See.
Yeah, but there are a lot of people in
Come
Israel on the ground
Come
that don't
Israel.
Know about the occupation.
Come study
just
Israel
from
on the ground, Brother Short.
I accept your offer. I accept
there
it,
is no occupation.
Brother, But I will see what's there. There is an occupation. You can't deny that, sir.
There is not.
You can't
there is,
deny that.
First, you'll find, Brother Short, that there is no occupation because Israel has the best legal right in international law from the San Remo Treaty and the Palestine Mandate under the League of Nations, neither of which were ever abrogated, and these gave the right of close settlement of the land to the Jewish community in all of historic Israel, with due respect for the rights, political and religious rights of others.
Friend.
So
this
Israel,
when many of the nations of
Israel,
the world were
that
still
doesn't
occupied
matter. It's
by
still,
Europeans
it's still
and
the
did
law.
Not have the right because
the law
they were
the
dominated
law. Not,
by colonialism and oppression by Western countries. They are occupying. You can deny that, but did you
Doesn't
go to Ramallah?
Matter.
Did you go to Jenin?
No, they're not.
Were you
they're
in
not
Gaza?
Occupying.
And why didn't
they're,
you go?
Yes,
and why aren't you
yes,
calling for an end
yes,
of sanctions
yes.
and the embargo and the
hey,
blockade
Brother Short,
against Gaza?
Brother Short,
Those
you
people
asked
are dying
me, I went.
There.
Brother Short, I went to I went to Brother Short, I went to those places and the people there in Jenin, in Ramallah, even in Gaza City, they live better with more clean chlorinated tested water. Their living standard is higher than Arabs and the rest of the Middle East and the world. Their educational levels higher.
Well, that's when you destroy countries like Libya and destroy places like Iraq, then you do have those things. But these countries have been destabilized by the presence of the Zionist state of Israel, which is now called the Jewish state of Israel.
Wait a second. Let me.
I'm not mixing. I'm not mixing.
Wait a second.
I'm not mixing.
Let me agree with you.
You can't have one without the other.
Let me agree with you.
The instability that's brought to the region by the existence of this state. Undermine stability in the area.
Well, it seems like Richard Hellman is agreeing with you there, Randy Short. But Richard Hellman, I'm curious why you picked out water.
Let me agree with you for a minute. Why,
wait,
Brother
one second.
Short,
Richard Hellman, let me at least
Short,
get...
I want to agree with you that...
Let me get one statement in here as
a
question.
We made a big mess out of Libya.
Before you continue, Richard Hellman, why did you choose water as a point to bring up here when it comes to the occupied territories?
Oh, Because environment and water are my specialities. I wrote the U.S. environmental laws, water, clean air, and so forth. Then I went and did the same for Israel, and later I defended to the United Nations that Israel had done a more than satisfactory job of protecting the water and the environment and the human living condition and all aspects of the environment, public health, and quality of life for the Palestinian Arabs and other Arabs in, like the Arab citizens
but
of Israel.
Why would the UN governing bodies? They may have good water, but they get bombed.
Well, Richard Helbin, why would the visiting president of the European
the
Parliament?
Phosphorus.
Why would the,
I mean, no,
the visiting
second,
president
I,
of the European
minute,
Parliament?
I want to answer that.
Well, let me.
I want to answer.
Let me tell you what the visiting president of the European Parliament,
Martin
Schulz,
said. Oh, the president of the European.
He said that Israel is controlling water resources in the occupied territories in Gaza.
Said.
Why would he say that? Which is the fact, by
he,
the way.
He lied. Either he was misinformed or he lied. He went to Ramallah and without checking anything.